I invite you to sit in a way that is comfortable for you. Perhaps you may want to gently close your eyes, or perhaps keeping them open and focusing on a light of a candle feels more right for you at this moment. You will know what is best, and you can trust your body to tell you. So let's start with a few breaths. Inhale, and then exhale. Inhale, and then exhale. Perhaps a bit more slowly with each set of breaths. In and out, breathing in the goodness and the love of God. Breathing out our distractions, our concerns, or our list of things we could be doing right now. Notice the rising and the fall of your breath. Do not try to control your breath. Rather, just notice what it is like and rest in it as a raft might rest in a moving sea. As your mind goes off to something else, as it will for most of us, just notice that you are thinking. And with a gentle, friendly tug, without any judgment, just relax back into the next breath. Let your breath be at the center of your awareness right now, with just this breath, just this moment with God. Know that you are here with each other and with God, relaxed and alert. If some strong experience or image arises, or strong wave of emotion floods over you, and if you let go of your awareness of your breath, just notice it and bring your awareness back to your breath, into the in and the out of God. If it's grief or sadness, or excitement or fear that claims your awareness, go ahead and name it. And now come back to the breath. Come back to the abiding with God. Be relaxed, aware, here and now with God. Now let's allow our bodies to follow our breath. Let your breath massage your body. Allow your breath to blow away the tension or the tightness that your body may be holding. Let your awareness scan through the places of tension or tightness and pull the breath of God into each of these corners. Wherever there are areas where you are holding tightly, breathe into them and let them go. As you breathe into these tight spots, you might feel a melting sensation, a loosening, a softness develop. As we begin today to discover and rest into the rhythm of our breath, let us focus on the image that we will hear in the creation story on Sunday. The sense of God creating and creating with us and for us and with us, with the Holy Spirit, the breath, that same breath that we are breathing deep within us, the breath of God which was gently and lovingly breathed into each one of us by the Creator of our universe. For when God took the dust from the ground, formed it and then breathed into it, that pile of dust in that time of creation became human, born from and given life by the breath of God. That breath of God which we now breathe in and breathe out over and over each day. Let's allow our minds to go back to the image of God, that God created all that is within the ends of the earth. When God created the seas that roar, the rivers that clap their hands in rejoicing, the hills that sing together for joy, to the time when God, out of love, created humankind, man and woman. Can you picture that scene? Can you imagine yourself in the midst of that scene? When I imagine the Garden of Eden, I imagine lying on the ground, settled into the softness and the moistness of green moss. It's that early spring moss when it's light green and very spongy. My hands press into the soft carpet of green that seems to hold the very waters of creation. And I feel calm and connected to the earth. I stretch out so all my body is settled into this place. There are trees whose branches are high above me, with new leaves just popping out, and those branches form a canopy for me, so I feel safe and protected. From the distance, the sound of birds chirping floats my way. At first, just one or two birds are singing, but now they are joined by more, and there's harmony. I can't really make out what particular birds are offering me this beautiful symphony, but I allow the gift of their song to fill my body with joy. I am alert and I allow myself to just lie there for a moment, absorbing this grace. The sun has now poked out from behind a cloud. I look up through the canopy of leaves, and the sky is that brilliant blue sky we often see in the mountains, dotted only by a few puffs of clouds. The sun is warm on my arms and my face, and like a sunflower, my face naturally turns into the sun and soaks in the sun's rays. Oddly, I'm suddenly aware of something else near me, almost surrounding me, but I'm not afraid nor startled, just aware that something else or someone else is nearby. The sun, the light breeze, the solidness of the earth beneath me keep me settled so that I can be open to what I now understand. The presence of God is here. Let's take a moment to stay here with God. What do you want to say to God? You can share anything you want. What would you want to say to God right now? Is there anything you want to share with God? Something of joy, something of sorrow, something of mystery, something of wisdom or truth. Go ahead and do that. And then what can you ask of God right now in this special and intimate place you share with God? You're going to ask God anything. Go ahead and do that. We're not in a rush. In my own image now, I am pushing myself up off the floor of the earth, brushing back my hair and starting to sit up and then stand up. I suddenly find I want to leap up and explore this beautiful earth and to find someone to share it with, a helpmate, a companion on the way. And suddenly my image of this place, which once was shared with God alone, becomes full of energy and excitement, and I see one, now two, now more and more people emerging, people God has given to me, to walk the path toward discovering myself and knowing God more fully. I reach out to them with outstretched arms. God proclaimed it was not good for people to be alone. So God is offering me people to be with, to love, and to share. I invite you to picture in your mind those people God has given you, so any isolation in your heart may be erased. Perhaps you would like to take this moment to give thanks to God for each one of these people in your life, people here now, and people you have loved and are no longer here with you. I invite you to hold them deeply in thought and prayer in this moment with God. In a short time, the bell will ring. And when you no longer hear the sound of the bell, it is time to open your eyes and stretch a bit and become into the awareness of what is surrounding you, but carrying with you the peace and the gratitude and the sense of being beloved by God, which is yours now and through all eternity. Listen for the bell.